This week, they arrested 16 men who they say tried to solicit young girls for sex.
Parents need to understand about Instagram, Pig, Facebook, and Snapchat.
This is wild. I said it's wild. We walk the same streets as these pedophiles who get aroused by a little child. Hand me a gun, I'll blow the head off as I give a bow. I'll probably get a medal, it'll be sentimental. The words engraved will read, you made the world a little better. Let's also kill the beggars, begging girls to give them pleasure. At a kegger, using pressure till he forces sex to get her. So many sex offenders, they should be kept in prisons that only serve death for dinner. They're protected in the detention center, but most are never exposed. They walk the streets free, they could be wherever you go. It isn't make-believe, even though we see it on shows. On TV it shows us just how deeply it goes. Creepy people being sneaky when you're leaving your home. They could be watching you right now when you're completely alone. It's fucked up. Be careful when you walk the streets. You don't wanna blink. Somewhere in the shadow, someone wants to sweep you off your feet. Who you don't wanna meet. You can find them chilling on the beach, or parked outside of a park where children are in reach. Some hide behind computers, some will sneak into your bedroom while you're asleep. Women carrying pepper spray and other weapons, ay, it's dangerous. Gotta protect themselves against someone who's trying to take their breath away. So much harm can be done if she runs into the wrong person on these runs. She could be dead today. Dangerous situations waiting, and they switch locations. People snatching kids from grocery stores and taping them in basements. Rapists are waiting in parking lots every day. The patient is stalking their prey till the day that they take away the safeness. 90% of them will never spend a day in cages. They keep it low-key, like they're a bassist, it's outrageous. So many unsolved cases of all ages, dating all the way back to before the lawmakers made a law about that. It could be your shy neighbor, you waved high, so now he's peeking through his blinds later. So many creepy little guys favor from afar. I like to find them, set them on fire and throw them from a car. Be careful when you walk the streets. You don't wanna blink. Someone in the shadow, someone wants to sweep you off your feet. Who you don't wanna meet. You can find them chilling on the beach, or parked outside of a park where children are in reach. Some hide behind computers, some will sneak into your bedroom while you're asleep. Ladies being harassed nightly, especially if she has tight jeans that happen to fit her ass nicely. That's what happens, she has to plan wisely. Keep that mace attached to the damn car keys, just a case of cat in the dark creeps. Scum of the earth, some of them worse.
Fucking jerks.
Some have done a ton of dirt, they're out running the hearse. They all deserve to be covered in honey desserts and thrown to the bears when they're hungry and hurt. Women becoming victims coming from work. Kids coming from school get taken, moms going to church. We see amber alerts. Somebody's loved one was just manhandled and murked by a creep in a creepy van on the lurk. I think Dateline should make guys debated do a face dive from great heights into a steak knife after a snake bite. Then on a late night, go to the gravesite, take the remains and dump them in a pool of gray whites just to be safe, right? Right? Be careful when you walk the streets. You don't wanna blink. Somewhere in the shadow, someone wants to sweep you off your feet. Who you don't wanna meet. You can find them chilling on the beach, or parked outside of a park where children are in reach.
Creeps.
Some hide behind computers, some will sneak into your bedroom while you're asleep.
For the men who have been wondering, when will these ugly stories of male dominance leading to sexual harassment and sexual assault stop? The answer is never. Never. Never.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab by the pussy.
The kind of childhood that you have today is going to determine the kind of world that we have in 15 years. I think the U.S., you know, we have made progress in things like high school graduation rates and teen pregnancy, but if you look at the rest of the world, we haven't made the progress that everybody else has made.
Yeah. Beyond money, I think we would get everyone involved. I mean, we would get parents involved and corporations involved.